Yes, can.
I have a question with regards to the legislature.
Yes.
Music and that instrument to have a job. And just reading in First Peter chapter 4 in regards to talents, it says, verse 10, each one should use whatever gifts he has received to serve others faithfully and ministering God's grace in his various forms. The second portion of verse 11 says, if anyone serves, he should do it with the strength God provides, so that in all things God will be praised through Jesus Christ. If I am given the gift of
play
music,
mm-hmm.
and I'm not doing that for God,
yeah. Can you get the mic to Brother Legister?
Peter chapter 4.
What?
Peter chapter 4, verse 10, the second half of verse
11. Was this in regards to what Brother Legister said about music? Yes.
Well, it depends on what you call a gift.
So about playing the piano, for example.
Playing the piano. You can play the piano to enhance what you're doing for God. What I said is, playing the piano is not for God, because God does not delight in the piano playing. God's delight is in, you know, the scripture tells me that I cannot worship him by things that my hands have made. The piano is made by my hand. Yeah, Acts chapter 17.
Yeah, I'll give it to you. Yeah, yeah.
Verse 24, God hath made the world and all things there, seeing that he is Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hands, neither is worshipped with men's hands, as though he needed anything, seeing he giveth to all life and breath and all things. So it brings out the thought that if I play the piano to attract someone to come to the meeting, or then I present, because my playing the piano is not going to bring him to the Lord. As I present the word of God to him, that is what will bring him to the Lord. And when I play the piano, it is to attract him to come in. But it is not for God. It is not playing it for the pleasure of God.
I mean, outside of things, we are all saints.
Yeah.
I'm playing.
Yeah. For our enjoyment. Because if you look in the Old Testament, if you remember, when Saul, when the evil spirit came upon Saul, and David played the piano, it helped to soothe Saul's spirit. But it did not enhance his appreciation of God. Neither did it bring him closer to God.
Garrett, I think you had something.
Yeah, I was going to say, even in that verse that was written in 1 Peter chapter 4, the way the verse is written, it says that every man has to receive the gift, even so minister the same one to another. And I think that just bears out that it's really, you know, in doing those things, it would be for us, for ministering one to another. So again, keeping the playing or whatever other things that we're doing with our hands, as you were saying, it's really for us that we're ministering one to another, to our souls and our needs or whatever.
But I'd like to say too, God honors, does honor the fact that you're ministering to your brother. And it says, even if you give your brother a cup of cold water, God honors that. So God doesn't necessarily enjoy piano music playing itself, but he honors the fact that you're doing it for him. It's like
can sing. And even if you don't sing well, he's not, because he's not trying to see how well you sing. It's the fact that you're actually singing for him, and that's what he enjoys about it.
Well, I would put piano and singing in the same sentence, because singing
praise
is something from you which God has said that He delights in. He says, "Let me see your countenance. Let me hear your voice." And we also have that. It is when we speak, when we sing, with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, making melody in our hearts to the Lord, it is something we're giving to Him, and that He enjoys and that He appreciates. What it says that if I make a harp, or if I make a piano, or if I make a guitar and I play it, it is not for Him.
Hebrews 13:15 could be a good reference also. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 15. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, that is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name.
Yes. Cool.
I may add that when we are talking about music in the sense of having the ability to play an instrument, you will find that even an unbeliever has the same ability. Yeah. If you hear Michael Jackson sing, he can sing.
Used to.
Well,
I had to throw that one. So.
Well, he has that talent. And God give it to him. You know, you hear Whitney Houston and all these people. So in spite of what we think of these individuals, they command crowds. So there are some things God give us as the Creator. And you find sometimes we get saved, and we can use these things for the Lord. Sad to say, men use it for the devil. They have individuals who could blow sax very good and trumpet, and they use it for the devil. We can use it for the glory of God. So it means it's a talent now that God has given to us that is we can use for Him. But when it comes to a gift, a gift is something you get when you got saved. So we don't want to mix up the gift and the talent. Okay? So now the gift that you have received when you got saved, everyone in here have a gift from the risen head. And it is not for you. It's for every other believer. So anytime you see a selfish saint and says, "This is mine. I'm keeping it to myself. I ain't sharing it with nobody," you have to be very careful. The gift of God are without repentance. He don't take it from you. Okay? But you got to know what your gift is. I cannot tell you. You have to ask your risen head. But everyone here have a gift from the Lord. Some people are given to hospitality. Some people cannot entertain people. If you go to their house, you feel like leaving, not to come. But it's not to say they are not the Lord's. It's just not that. It's not their ability. That's not their talent. The gift that God has given to them. It has some people tight with money. Very, very tight. Boy, they even stole their money. Coming up. There are some who are very philanthropic. They give. That's what God has given to them. So sometimes we see a person have a gift and say, "He don't give him nothing." It's because that's not his gift. And we have to recognize these things. There are some people, you meet them, they hug you up. Boy, they feel warm. That's their thing. Some may be reserved. Boy, she cool it. And we have to understand these things as we go along. So the thing about music is, in the church, is a different matter.
Yeah.
No, there are places where instrumental music is acceptable. Because as Brother Lloyd said, it is, it enhances our singing. Because if you hear Verov and Carlos, we better get a piano.
So, you just scored with my wife.
Yeah, we just got bought for Ken, you know. But the fact remains, when it comes to coming into the sanctuary as Lloyd spoke, it is not, even in the Old Testament, when God established the sanctuary, you couldn't bring in no instrument. Even in the Old Testament, is God allowed Moses to use it, David, to make these things to enhance. God allowed it, but it wasn't God's mind. So now, what happens today? People are saying, well, you could enter the sanctuary with harps and stuff. You know what is the harp today? Revelation tells us the harp is our voices. And the Lord tuned them. And we sing together. Wonderful. And now, it is not the instruments of guitar and piano and trumpet. We are the instruments which God is going to use. And when we get to heaven, we see it in Revelation chapter 4 and chapter 5. When they ascend, a guy said, there's a harp in heaven. Ain't no harp in heaven. All God is saying is that we will be so tuned. Right now, we are out of tune. But when we are well tuned, when we have our new body, I tell you, boy, Daniel, you should never say anything. Yeah, but really, that's the sweetness of the place. The place, when it comes to worship, it is in the sanctuary. It's the place where we are. When we are in the court, yes, we could bring in, they could use a lot of stuff. But when we're in the sanctuary, we have to be careful.
Wait,
this is down.
Oh, okay.